Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
When it comes to COVID-19, President Trump has given up.
That the Trump administration is planning to end its funding and support for coronavirus testing.
Trump got jealous of Dr. Fauci and Birx and upset by his bad reviews.
That might not ever happen.
So he canceled the task force briefings altogether. And now cases in the U.S. have risen, while Europe's cases have plummeted. So while Trump might be finished dealing with the virus isn't finished with us. This is what it looks like when a president gives up.
Oh! Don't give up. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday, bastards. Yeah, we're in the middle of a surge in our pandemic cases. And, of course, the Corona Task Force had not spoken to the president, with the president, in about 2.5 weeks. And that became something everybody understood was because Trump was jealous. He was jealous of Dr. Fauci. He was jealous of Dr. Birx. He was jealous of everybody who was, you know, warning and getting it right. And of course, he didn't really want anybody to spotlight the fact that 124,749 people as of right this minute have died from the COVID. So they were sort of, they had their arms twisted a little bit, you know, not in handcuffs with a neck, knee thing going on. No, just, you know, a little twist. And they held a Corona Task Force briefing today. It did not go well.
It really does sound, though, like you're saying, do as we say, not as we do. You're telling people to listen to local officials, but in Tulsa, you defied local health officials to have an event that, even though you say it didn't result in a spike, dozens of Secret Service agents, dozens of campaign staffers are now quarantined after positive tests. And then in Arizona, one of the hardest hit states, you packed a church with young people who weren't wearing masks. So how can you say that the campaign is not part of the problem that Dr. Fauci laid out?
Well, I want to remind you again that the freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights. And working with state officials, as we did in Oklahoma and as we did in Arizona, we're creating settings where people can choose to participate in the political process. And we'll continue to do that.
What? Aren't you part of the problem? You refuse to wear a mask. You got people believing it's a conspiracy theory. You've made the actual mask wearing a political issue instead of a health issue. You're in court trying to overturn the ACA. This is really insane because today we found out that almost 500,000 people have signed up for Obamacare this year, which is like a 46% increase in people signing up for Obamacare because 27 million people lost their health care because their health care was tied to their jobs. And so when they lost their health care in the middle of a pandemic, they went to the exchanges, they went to Obamacare, the ACA, and they enrolled. And they're in court, literally, trying to repeal the ACA in its entirety, which makes absolutely no sense. Now, Nancy Pelosi said something like, you know, the cruelty of doing that is unfathomable. The cruelty and the stupidity. She said it was very stupid. You see, this is the problem with the Democrats, the messaging, right? You should say that is like being kicked in the nuts because that is what that is. Do you know? Just speak plainly. Just talk. And the rest of everybody should just not speak. Just don't speak. You know, Donald Trump is a person, he should never open his mouth. He's just, because crap comes out of it at a rate that you just can't even keep track of. And then he makes fun of Joe Biden, who is a gaffe machine. Well, just because Joe Biden makes gaffes, as almost everybody does when they're speaking, doesn't mean that Joe Biden is an idiot. doesn't mean that Joe Biden is a Donald Trump. Doesn't mean that Joe Biden is not, you know, a wise man or a compassionate man. Or and like people have said, including Lindsey Graham, this is where we left off yesterday. If you don't like Joe Biden as a person, there's something wrong with you, because there's nothing about him not to like. There's nothing about him not to like. He is decent. He's smart. He cares about you and the middle class. And yes, he's voted for a billion things, and a lot of them were things I would have voted no on, and a lot of things he voted yes on, no on, are things I would have voted for. So, you know, what are you going to do? But I will tell you, the polls do not look good for Donald Trump. And so this is what we were saying yesterday. Now Donald Trump believes wrongly that in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crisis, GDP, this is crazy, GDP first quarter was down 5%. Now, that's negative growth. Negative growth, minus 5%. So that only encompassed 2 weeks of the shutdown, 2 weeks of the COVID pandemic, which tells you we had a recession, which I kept telling you, we had this manufacturing recession. It was a legitimate negative, two quarters of negative growth in the manufacturing sector. It had happened. We were looking at a recession. We were staring it down the throat. And we were in a recession when this pandemic hit. And the numbers for the first quarter clearly show that we were in a recession in February. The GDP is minus 5% for the first quarter, and it only encompassed 2 weeks of the shutdown. And now the predictions for the next quarter ranges anywhere from minus 30% to minus 36% to minus 44%. And the only thing that shows up as being a plus for Donald Trump is that his ridiculous base thinks he's good on economic issues, which is bizarre because we were in a recession before this all happened. But the polling is so bad that all Donald Trump is going to do now is make you hate Joe Biden. That's what he's going to do. And if you find yourself hating Joe Biden, you better check yourself, because there's nothing about him to hate. Last night, Donald Trump took on Biden, and he started, you know, this interview he did with Sean Hannity was so bizarre. It was so strange. It was so off the hook. I mean, like I said, we're in the middle of a recession. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of an economic downturn. Extra $600, the unemployment on top of your state's unemployment, which is what's keeping people afloat, that ends at the end of next month. Okay, there's maybe, depending on how your state pays, some states pay biweekly, some pay weekly. You know, you only have a few weeks left to collect that $600. You got economies now that are having to deal with and grapple with another shutdown. Florida today banned bars. Do you know what that, you know how big a thing that is to ban bars, bars in Florida? To ban drinking alcohol at bars? Because when people in Florida tell you that they're all about their freedom, that's what they're talking about, being able to go to a bar and drink. That's you know, people here, I believe, resist wearing masks because it makes it harder for them to drink. But today, Florida announced that they're suspending on-premises consumption of alcohol at bars statewide. So you better hurry up and get to the liquor store, because people are going to be stocking up, because you could still drink at home, you know. You could still drink in your trailer. You could still drink at work. Under highway overpasses, you know, the places you normally do. In your car, it's Florida. And so if Ron DeSantis is barring bars, that's a big deal.